Hello again, my brothers and my sisters. This is a beautiful day. We're going to continue daily devotion and seeking more spiritual guidance from the Almighty God and trying to foster a deeper connection with God's Word. I pray today that God will walk with you in your challenges, in your troubles, in your marriages, in all that you're going through. I may not see it. You may not see what I'm going through, but there's one thing that I know very surely. The eyes of God run to and fro, that I may prove himself strong on behalf of them that trust him. God sees what you're going through. God knows exactly that tear that you're wiping away right now. He knows that sickness that you're dealing with, that you've been praying for healing for, how you really sought the face of God, and it seems like nothing is actually changing, or rather they're getting worse. But let us dedicate ourselves today. Let us trust God and see if God does not do what he alone can do. Let us pray. Father, I'm asking you to move on behalf of my sister. I'm asking you to move on behalf of my brother. Touch them where no man can touch. Touch them where only God can touch. You see the pain. You see the difficulty. You see the challenge in their life. I'm asking you as your servant to please break the chains of doubt, chains of distress, chains of anguish over the lives of your children so that we can be free, so that we can serve you. There's a lot of burdens of our lives. So many of our brothers and sisters are going through hell on earth. But we know, oh God, that the Bible teaches us in the book of Matthew, you said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We know that to be the truth, because even in our storms, we can feel the weight being lifted up. We thank you for all of these in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, God always will restore our souls. You see, restoring our soul has to do with bringing us back to the joy of his salvation. You see, when we became Christians, we found it very easy to trust God. We were on fire. We served God with all of our hearts. We were so excited, because God was really working mightily in our midst. And as time goes on, we start facing the realities of life. Challenges pour in. Some of us get married. And we face a lot of difficulties in church. We face persecutions from ministers. Some of us get disappointed because maybe we found that the brothers and sisters are actually not as honest as they're supposed to be. We've been disappointed by preachers. We've been hurt by brethren. And some of us have been victims of things that are unspeakable. Because maybe the person that you ended up marrying was a pretend Christian, and you did not discern that well. And sometimes you ask yourself questions, and you question the judgments that you've exercised. You wonder, if everybody's behaving this way, is there really truth to the Word of God? Or is just a bunch of hypocrites pretending to be servants of God? You have so many questions because it seems like brothers and sisters are not what they used to be. Seems like the love is not what it used to be. And when you're just about to give up, then God lets you meet brothers and sisters that are actually genuine. And you start seeing the Word of God for what it really is. You stop listening to the distractions that are making you to sink in despair. Do you remember what happened to Peter? When Peter was walking on water at the commandment of the Lord, his eyes was just on Christ. But as the waves began to make noise, as the wind began to make shows, and those side distractions began to come, then something shifted. It wasn't the word of God that shifted. Jesus was still where he was. It wasn't the boat that really moved. It was almost where it was, still being tossed. Every condition was still the same. The only difference was the focus of attention. You see, when we lift our attention away from God and we start looking at the situations and challenges of life, we get overwhelmed. We get overthrown. We get swallowed in the tidal waves of the wind. Because you see, the wind has one purpose. That is to discourage you. The wind is there to scare you, to let you know that your confidence in God means absolutely nothing. That's what the wind does. It's there to shake you, to test you, to break you if it can. You see, the waves, on the other hand, it just wants to bury you. It wants to finish that which the wind has not accomplished. You know, we have a saying in America that when it rains, it pours. See, when problems come, they don't just come one by one. As your business is breaking down, something happens. Let me give you some examples. About 2 years ago, November 11th, I had my daughter, my wife had a fifth cesarean section. As we're recovering from the hospital, the state began to issue me court summons. They were planning to destroy my business. They already destroyed about 90% of my income. They accused me of so many things that are just not true. And I was praying and asking God for a breakthrough. And 2 weeks later, which is around December the 5th, my oldest son got knocked down by a car. And they thought he was dead. The car literally stepped on his head. And a helicopter had to pick him up and take him to a hospital. When my wife found out, she started running. A woman that just had surgery, she could have burst open. When I got to the hospital, the police were there to arrest me because they assumed that I did something. But I was at work. I was at my business. I did not know what was going on. I didn't know my son got hit. But when I found out, I prayed to God. One of my brothers called me, said, "I was on the scene. Your son died. I saw them pick his body and put him in a helicopter and take him away. So when you get to the hospital, I need you to brace yourself." I picked up my phone to talk to my wife. Another sister that was with her picked up the phone and said, "She don't want to talk to you. This is not a good time for her to talk to you." When I got to the hospital, the police were waiting to arrest me. I bowed my heads and I went in. I got there. I talked to somebody that I thought was a nurse, happened to be a casewalker. And they said, "Oh, your son is alive. He's in recovery. Go check him out." I went to check him out. His mouth was filled with blood. He couldn't really talk. His tongue had become lacerated, which means he had a cut. And from talking to me, they realized that I wasn't the one that chased him out of the house. I didn't do anything to him. So they did not arrest me. When I got there, I asked him what was going on. And he couldn't speak, of course, because they were going to do surgery on his leg and they were going to do surgery on his tongue. And I bowed my head to the Almighty God. I asked the Lord to do something because the problems were being a bit overwhelming. You see, that's what the wind does. That's what the storm does. It comes to test us. And as I prayed, I felt the presence of God in that room. A little bit later, the surgeon came and examined his tongue. Brothers and sisters, the tongue had supernaturally healed itself. There was no more cut on his tongue. The surgeons were confused. But I told them this was the mighty hand of God. Well, they checked his legs. They didn't need to do any surgery. They sent us home. He still could not walk. But I knew God was doing something supernatural. Now my problems went from bad to worse after that. Work became very, very difficult. And from that time till I'm talking to you, it's been one problem after another. But what am I trying to say? my focus is still on Jesus Christ. If I allow my eyes to shift to my problems, I am going to sink in the wave of despair. There will no longer be Brother Howard. I've had so many people, Hindus and people who don't believe in God, say to me, they say, if I were you, I would have gotten a gun and blown my own head. Yeah, I have a gun, but I'm not going to blow my head because my confidence is in the Almighty God. You see, He restores our soul and leadeth us in the path of righteousness. Not because we're good, not because we don't make mistakes, brothers and sisters, but for His name's sake. You see, the name of the Lord, the Bible says, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. God Himself is our refuge and our confidence. When we are in God, there is no demon can come to meet us. People say, well, my people in the village or somebody is doing something supernatural, witchcraft against me. Let me ask you a question. If you and I are covered in Christ, how does the devil rip Christ off to get to you? Do you understand why people have to be put from under the blood before the devil can get them? Because if they're not taken from under the blood, the devil has no right and has no access, to be quite honest, to your life or my life. So which means as long as we're in Christ, we are untouchable beings. We are so powerful in the hands of God. I want you to think about that. God is a God of restoration, and He's coming to restore me and you today. This word today, it is for my restoration and your restoration. It is to bring back those memories to you. I'm admonishing you, brother. Will you go back on your knees and pray? Will we reconsecrate ourselves to God again today? I beg you, my brother. We have come too far to give up now. Let us finish our fight strong. The challenges are there. You are going through it and I'm going through it. All of us are going through something. But God is going to restore our soul. He's going to give you peace. You are going to smile again. You are going to thrive again. Your ministry is going to flourish again. Have you fallen into sin? The Bible says seven times a righteous man falleth, but seven times he rises again. I'm encouraging you, brother. Just because you made a mistake, you fell into sin, does not mean that you are cast away. Jesus Christ knew you was going to fall when He saved your soul. He never made a mistake when He died for me and you. We give up on ourselves, but God has not given up. That's why I told Peter, why did you doubt? My brother, my sister, why did you doubt? Reach out your hands with me tonight and say, Lord Jesus, save me, O God. Save me from myself. Save me from my pride. Save me, O God, from my arrogance. Save me, O God, from my unbelief. Help me, O God, to trust you again. Let me believe in the restoration of my soul. I know you lead me in the path of righteousness. Not because of my own sake, but for your name's sake. Because your name cannot be tainted. Your honor, your glory, everything belongs to you. And so, Lord, I want to give myself in consecration to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, I pray deliverance and victory over your problems. I pray peace into your soul. In Jesus' name, we'll continue tomorrow. God bless you.